relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is a decision that was made by President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and congressional Democrats to open up the border to what is nothing less than an invasion. Ask yourself, why is President Biden not here? Why is Kamala Harris not here? Why is Elizabeth Warren not here? Why is AOC, she still owns the white pantsuit, why is she not here with her head buried in her hands? Because they don't give a damn about the dead bodies. 6 weeks ago, I asked Secretary Mayorkas how many migrants died in the past year crossing illegally. He said, I don't know. The number's 853.
Bravo, Ted Cruz, at the border today. 800 human beings that we know dead. How many more? How many hundreds are going to die because the left wants power? There is no other explanation. Welcome, friends. It's America First. It's Friday. We have an amazing lineup of guests from the border: Julio Rosas, Bernie Kerik, my White House colleague Boris Epstein, Congressman Andy Biggs, so much more. Mr. Reagan, don't go anywhere. But let's talk about what they've done. There is no charitable explanation for the decision to open America's borders. There is no nation, none, not the poorest, not the most remote, not the smallest impoverished nation in the world that is without borders, that does not police their borders. What is happening right now? Well, Bill Malugin of Fox explains exactly what is going on in this clip. Cut 14. Play cut.
What happens is, because there's over capacity and because of diplomatic relations with different countries, once people get here, they're typically released with an NTA, a future court date. And because of how backlogged everything is, that court date can be years down the road, and the cartels are able to advertise off of that. The migrants know that. They told us that in interviews, that if they can just get here, they believe they are going to be released. And if you just walk to downtown Brownsville right now, you'll go to the bus station, and you will see Venezuelan men with their NTAs and their DHS packets and their government cell phones all over the place waiting to get on a bus to go elsewhere around the country. Mass releases are taking place, and it is part of the Biden administration's policy.
NTAs, what's an NTA? A notice to appear. A notice to appear that is dated 2035. I wish that were a joke. It's not a joke. Illegal aliens are crossing the border, given documentation from your government given a cell phone paid for by you and a notice to appear in an immigration court when? In 12 years' time. There is no other word for what is occurring but to call it an invasion. For what purpose? It's not for the Chamber of Commerce to get illegal labor to pick strawberries in California. Yeah, they're happy about it. Of course they are. The Chamber of Commerce has gone completely woke open borders in the last 10 years. But no, the real goal is to change the voting powers of states based upon the census, now that the regulations mean that all residents, illegal or otherwise, must be counted in the apportioning of seats to Congress. So number one, it's to give states with lots of illegal immigrants, like California, more seats. To give Democrat states more seats. It is illegally purchasing power to the detriment of the U.S. Constitution, our sovereignty, and your rights. Who gets hurt the most? Yeah, I'm an immigrant. I waited in line. I'm pissed. I paid my money. I took a test. I took an oath to the U.S. Constitution then. I took an oath when I joined the Department of Defense. I took another oath to the Constitution when I became deputy to the president. Three times in my life, I have sworn my honor to uphold the Constitution, which is the opposite of what everyone in this administration is doing right now. But I'm not going to suffer financially in terms of my career because of the people crossing the border. You know who is going to suffer? The poor, stupid Mexican who came here legally, such an idiot, waited in line, did his paperwork, learnt English, took the citizenship test, took the oath like I did, and he's working some crappy job, and up comes Jose, says to his boss, hey, I'll do his job for 50%, just pay me cash. Of course, he says it in Spanish. And what happens to Jose? He's toast. He's done. That's who gets hurt. The people at the bottom of the ladder, on the lowermost rung. The people the Democrats are supposed to care for. The little guy. The member of the ethnic minority. They don't give a damn. Power. Not just seats apportioned based upon the census to Congress, but in the most cynical of all, the bigotry of this invasion is predicated on one thing. You're brown? You come from Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, or Somalia, and we let you in? You're going to be indebted for us to life, and because you're brown, because your skin is pigmented, you're going to vote Democrat, aren't you? Because that's how racist we are. That's the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, the party of the KKK, of lynchings, of segregation. Yes, that Democrat Party is still the racist party in America, because they think, we own your ass. You're brown, you're ours. That's what this is about. And to what cost? You heard it. 800 people dead already. Drowned, dehydrated, murdered. And then what else? The charities, you heard it yesterday. The charities that are cynically facilitating the Democrats in Mexico, in the Southern Hemisphere, are giving abortion pills to the girls and the women being trafficked, are giving them contraceptives. Why? Because they know 60% of them, according to the United Nations, will be raped, will be sexually abused by the traffickers, and the Democrats don't give a damn. That's the party of the little guy. That's the party of minorities. I'm just talking about immigrants. legal and illegal, when it comes to 110 Americans, 110,000 Americans murdered by fentanyl and other drug overdoses in the last year? Yeah, they don't matter either. Who cares? They're probably white working class MAGA voters. They can go to hell. If we get more seats in Congress, and if we can get the Browning of America to keep us in power, we don't care how many die. These people are evil, and they must be destroyed, utterly destroyed. Are you going to make that politically possible? Are you running for local office? Are you getting people registered to vote? If you're not, don't listen to my program, because I don't have any time for you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you're a patriot, God bless you. Get engaged. Guarantee that you never miss anything we have to share with you. Go right now to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts, to Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Let's save America from those who wish to destroy. God bless America. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eye.
America First.
Fridays are supposed to be happy, damn it. Excuse my French, I'm sorry. But I am so fuming, so angry. Let's do some good. Even while they're trying to destroy our nation, we can help the most vulnerable. More than 1 million children in America who have a mother or father in prison. 70% plus of those children will end up behind bars themselves unless we help them, unless we break that cycle. That's the goal of the Prison Fellowship. Every summer they send these incredibly vulnerable girls and boys to something called the Angel Tree Camp. We want to send hundreds of them there with your help. Will you be one of those people? Please support them. Go to my website right now. $200 is enough for one child per camp. It is a Christ-centric safe place for them to find out it's not their fault, that they're not to blame for what their parents did, and to be shown some love. Please support as much as you can. It's tax deductible, and it's a blessed, blessed thing you do. Please go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. Help. Let's help as many as possible this year. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. Okay, so they can't hide it anymore. Even the most mendacious, the most soulless individual in this administration, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, even he's starting to sweat. Cut 13.
We are clear-eyed about the challenges we are likely to face in the days and weeks ahead, and we are ready to meet them. We expected to see large numbers of encounters initially. We are already seeing high numbers of encounters in certain sectors. This places an incredible strain on our personnel, our facilities, and our communities with whom we partner closely. We prepared for this moment for almost 2 years, and our plan will deliver results.
Yeah, not the results that everybody else expects, but it's weird. Why are you under such great strain, Secretary Mayorkas, if you've been preparing 2.5 years? If a human being prepares for anything for a year, there shouldn't be much of a strain, should there? Let's talk about what's actually going on with Town Hall's senior writer, a good friend of the show, a devil dog, and he's going to tell us what's really happening. Julio Rosas, welcome back to America First.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so you said something as we were prepping in the break. What's happening? Somebody's stepped up to the plate. So what are you witnessing on the ground at the border after the rescinding of Title 42?
So the main thing that has come out of this kind of build up to yesterday with Title 42 ending has been the success so far of Operation Lone Star, the Texas's initiative to address the border crisis in preventing mass amounts of people illegally crossing the border. Last night, as Title 42 was ending, the Texas National Guard had reinforced an area that had been a popular crossing spot for many weeks. And once Title 42 was done, there were people attempting to use that spot, but because they had put up a fence, the guardsmen, they were telling them, no, you can't cross here. If you want to cross, you have to go to one of the bridges at the ports of entry. And so there was a lot of confusion in that because obviously the norm under the Biden administration is that you can illegally cross without any fear.
So the normal state of, you know, the Alejandro Mayorkas normal state of affairs is people freely crossing that border. As soon as the federal conditions change, it's the National Guard of Texas and the Department of Public Safety that has to step up. And they put up that barrier, Julio?
Yes. Yeah, they've been reinforcing and putting up Constantino wire and reinforcing holes up and down over here in El Paso. And now, of course, the question is how long can Texas maintain that? Because as I'm sure you're aware, deploying troops in any circumstance is costly.
Yeah, it's expensive. So explain more. I'm sure you've spoken to these people. You said they're confused. Talk to us about what you're hearing from the illegal migrants.
So some of them want to cross legally through using the CBP One app. Of course, the problem is that there's only so many slots and there's so many people trying to use it that they fill up very quickly, or just simply that it doesn't work. And so that's been going on for months, and that's why a lot of people gave up before Title 42 ended to cross illegally into the United States just because they couldn't get the app to work for themselves or they weren't able to get a spot. So you do have some people in that camp right now. But again, it's going to go back to, well, how long are they going to weather the problems that the app has, whether it's technological or through lack of availability. So that there you have people in that camp. And then you have the others who are going to take advantage of Title 42 no longer being applied to them. So we're going to see kind of the effects of it play out over the next few weeks. And I suspect that we're still going to continue to see very, very high activity in terms of illegal crossings for the next few months.
Julio, these people seem to be rather well informed. They know when Title 42 is expiring. They know about DHS's Get Into America Easy app. So these people are getting information from somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only are they getting information from the smugglers, but they communicate with each other through Facebook groups, through WhatsApp. That is their main source of trying to get information on what's happening, whether it's a policy or whether it's, you know, we need to go here at this city or at this place at this time. Because one of the hilarious things that Democrats have tried to say, well, Republicans are the ones that are incentivizing people to come because they're saying the border's open. And it's laughable because, one, migrants in Mexico aren't watching Fox News. Because for one, it's in English, but also because they don't need to watch Fox News. They have their own information ecosystem that is, you know, filled with all sorts of stuff. I mean, a lot of it's speculation, a lot of it's rumors, but they're not listening to Ted Cruz saying the border is open, because it's factual. I mean that is a fact. They are very much are able to keep up to date on different things through just using regular social media.
And from what you have seen, because you've been there numerous times, there is nothing happening that would slow this down for the next 19 months, correct?
This current crisis started with the executive branch on day one.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe, my friend. It's not as scary as some of the Antifa riots you've been to, but watch your six, Semper Fi. Follow him right now, Julio_Rosas11 on Twitter. That's Julio_Rosas11, the author of Fiery But Mostly Peaceful, The 2020 Riots and the Gaslighting of America. His writings can be found at townhall.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Make sure you never miss a thing by following us on social media. We are everywhere that matters. True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your television through your Roku, Fire Stick, and other devices, or even the Salem News Channel app. And my Substack, latest article went up this morning, is sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com.
America First, Magnificent.
How fed up are you of Chinese garbage, buying tat from Amazon? How about buying stuff that's made in America? How about supporting a conservative company? Isn't that sound great? Yeah, we should all do that. Tell the communists where to stick it. There's one company that is, wow, more American than most. Why? Because it's run by a patriot, a great friend of the president, a great friend of America First. It is, of course, MyPillow and Mike Lindell. The left detest him. They want to destroy him. The woke companies like Walmart have even banned his goods. But he laughs at them because of people like you who know a good product when they see it, appreciate a good night's sleep, and want to support American companies in America. Go today, check out his line of more than 150 products, from pet beds to mattress toppers, the amazing MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, 71 million sold, they're so good. Get maximum discounts with my name. Go to MyPillow.com or call up a real person. Yeah, a real person. 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. And the promo code for those massive discounts is G-O-R-K-A. All right, how's this for the opening of the story? Outrage ensued in Virginia on Thursday after the Daily Wire detailed how Loudoun County leftists took part in a secret group that discussed shooting and ruining the lives of conservative parents and made a list of the 115 of their neighbors who they called bigots. What is going on in America? Let's talk to a man who knows. He is fighting as part of the Parents' Revolt, senior advisor to America First Legal, author of The Parents of the World Unite, Ian Pryor. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me.
What is going on? Is this happening in America?
It is happening in America, and it's happening in more places than in Loudoun County, I can tell you that. I've got a lot of messages from people all over the country. Once again, saying, hey, this is happening here, too. I'd love to say it's shocking, but I can't, because this is how the whole situation in Loudoun County started. You go back to March of 2021 when I guess they were calling themselves the anti-racist parents of Loudoun County. Then they've since become the Loudoun Love Warriors. They talked about creating a list to publicly expose people, infiltrate their groups, hack their websites, listed a bunch of parents speaking at school board meetings, and they got caught very quickly. And that became a story, and they sort of went underground. And then after the election, they come back up with these different groups. You know, they call themselves Loudoun for All, Loudoun Love Warriors, whatever.
Yeah, the people who want to shoot their neighbors call themselves the Love Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's how they do it, right? They put this nice unicorns and rainbows language on everything that disguises the hate that they have and the inability to actually just debate the issues, right? They can never debate the message, so what they do is they attack the messenger.
So what do the good guys do? I mean, you've written the book. People need to read the book that the Parents of the World Unite. But explain what is the bare minimum that concerned patriots, parents, grandparents need to get off their duff and do.
Well, you know, I think what we have here is sort of an example. I mean, this came forward through a whistleblower. And you have a lot of parents continuing to investigate these activities because, look, this goes right to elected officials. you know, a lot of that information that we have is connected to elected officials, who they've appointed to positions, people that they have working for their campaigns, people that are working as their staffers, right? And so this is now starting to take the appearance of really like a mafia investigation. And the parents are really the ones that are putting all of this together. But ultimately, you're going to need the support of law enforcement. You're going to need the support of, you know, the administration. Because if they don't, if you don't see robust action taken, then they're just going to get emboldened and they're going to go even further to double down.
But what is the law enforcement action that can be taken?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think you have a variety of state laws in Virginia, and there is currently an investigation going on locally. But certainly the attorney general can get involved. The governor can authorize the attorney general to do certain things to, you know, increase and provide more resources for a larger investigation. You know, I wonder where Merrick Garland is. I'm certainly not confident that he would, you know, really be concerned about this.
No.
But it is ironic because, you know, he was the one that said, well, we need to investigate, you know, threats and intimidation and harassment from parents to school board members. But what about threats, intimidation, and harassment to people that speak at school board meetings? He's nowhere to be found.
You've got a few seconds left. What is your message to the governor of the Commonwealth, to Glenn Youngkin?
Yeah, I mean, my message is this. This is serious. I mean, people's livelihoods are being threatened, and if consequences do not come to the individuals that are doing this, they're only going to step up their efforts, and that's dangerous.
All right, Governor Youngkin, get moving on this issue. The author of Parents of the World Unite, senior advisor to the America First legal team. Follow him at Ian D. Pryor. Keep fighting, my friend, Ian D. Pryor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Antidote to fake news. America First.
All right, Alex is shaking up the DJ action. Some new liners for Friday. We love it, we love it, we love it. Are you really impressed by snazzy commercials, impressive graphics, big names? Don't be, because it's probably a snake oil merchant. You know those ads from AARP for your Medicare supplement? No, don't do it. They're woke. They're leftists. They don't have any choice. One program that they have a rather close relationship with. There is an alternative, a conservative alternative. It's AMAX Medicare Advisory Service that offers dozens of plans from top insurers. Please let their Medicare agents, their professionals, help you select a plan that fits your budget and your values, your conservative values, free of any financial obligation. To get your quote, visit amac.us/value today. Don't go with the left-wingers. Go with an organization that's conservative, that's patriotic, and gives you choices. amac.us/value. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association of Mature American Citizens. Okay, it's been far too long since he's been on the show. We have just surreptitiously in the break invited him to be our guest for the Manhood Hour. What a perfect guest. Former commissioner keeping New York safe. Bernard Kerik, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian.
All right, so breaking news just a few moments ago. This former Marine, Daniel Penny, was released from the NYPD by paying a $100,000 bail in the death of Jordan Neely. I'm going to ask you just a really obvious question. I know you want to share some interesting news with us, but how does somebody get arrested 42 times, including beating up a 60-year-old man, a 70-year-old woman, and attempting to kidnap a 7-year-old girl? This is all Jordan's rap sheet, Jordan Neely's rap sheet. How is this guy not, you know, sitting in Rikers right now?
Oh, he's not sitting in Rikers because the governor of New York at the time, Andrew Cuomo, and the following Governor Hochul as well, they kept in law all these bail reform laws that were basically imposed back under Cuomo, that allows these guys to get out. Tie that together with a radical left-wing Soros-funded prosecutor like Alvin Bragg, who is actually the prosecutor that's prosecuting Penny. Tie him together with the governor and those laws, and you have people that are going to be on the street that never should be. Then you have a mayor that has a list, right? He has a list of the most sensitive, most important homeless people in the city that need medical attention. And Neely, Jordan Neely, is like one of the guys on that list.
Hang on. This is a joke. A list of VIP homeless people? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not joking. There's a list of homeless people in need of mental health attention. There's a list. This guy, Jordan Neely, was on that list of 50 people, the top 50 in New York City. He was on the list. If you have a list of mental health problematic people, why aren't you addressing? It's only 50. Why aren't you addressing them? Why was he still roaming the subways, you know, verbally assaulting people, physically assaulting people? Why was he still out there?
Yeah. Let me ask another naive question. If I, Sebastian Gorka, conservative, former Trump administration official, white guy, if I had 40 arrests, would I be walking around free in New York?
No. Not with Alvin Bragg as the prosecutor, no.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
A life sentence somewhere.
All right. You said you're going to break some news for me in front of 3 million listeners. What's the big interesting thing everybody's missing, Commissioner?
I don't know if it's a big interesting thing, but it is. You know, I haven't heard anybody talking about this. Penny's lawyer, Tom Kenneth, who is a phenomenal attorney, was a phenomenal prosecutor. He was a JAG in the U.S. Army National Guard at one time. He actually was the last guy to run against Bragg in the election.
Wow.
For district attorney. What a tale of how things work out. He is now the attorney for Penny, who's going to be opposed go after Bragg on this prosecution.
So he's got a
much better guy as the prosecutor than the guy defending Penny. I can tell you that.
But this Marine has a good attorney.
A phenomenal attorney. Excellent attorney. Yeah.
So I think we're about the same vintage. We're a very, very good vintage. What's happening in New York right now kind of takes me back in time to December 22nd, 1984 and the infamous Bernie Goetz case. If you're not allowed, if the NYPD aren't allowed to do their job, we're going to see more instances of this case, aren't we, where people try to protect innocent people and things go out of hand?
Well, you know what? There's a difference, Sebastian. Today it's very different than it was back then. Back then you had district attorneys that weren't politically motivated.
Yeah.
You had district attorneys that weren't funded by Soros. You had a police department that was authorized to go out and do its job.
Right.
And at the time, in 1984, I was still a cop in New Jersey. I hadn't even gone to New York City at the time. But I can remember those times when you know, it was the crack epidemic and violent crime was out of control. And, you know, they were moving toward 2,000 murders a year. Listen, people are going to take the law into their own hands when the cops aren't around to do it. In this case, Penny was not an aggressor. Penny was not a guy that was looking for trouble.
No.
You had this kid, Jordan Neely, who was running up and down the train, harassing, insulting, yelling, verbally abusing people, who we now know had a history of extreme violence toward people in the subway.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether Penny knew that or not, he definitely didn't feel safe, nor did the people around him.
And not only
and
that,
that's why
if you
he
look,
took action.
If you look at the video, there are two other gentlemen, colored gentlemen, who are assisting this Marine in neutralizing and restraining this person. Hopefully that will lead to extenuating circumstances. Please read this man's incredible autobiography. It is The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, the 40th Police Commissioner of New York City. Follow him also on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Bernard Kerik is his name on Twitter. Please remember that, well, just let's be safe out there. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 people from their daily pain right now, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. More than 4.5 years later. Shouldn't that be you? You know it should be. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You deserve to know, what have you got to lose? Apart from the pain, nothing. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Can't handle the truth? Is reality just too much? There's always NPR. I hear they have tote bags. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
That always makes me laugh. Yeah, no tote bags here. Just amazing merch. America First merch. Made in America. Hottest selling item. The I Stand With 45 flag. Everybody wants one. Do you have one flying outside your abode, outside your castle? I Stand With 45. Coming up the charts really rapidly is the thing I designed. I knew it was going to be a success. It's right number 2. Don't be a science denier. A man's a man. A woman's a woman. Get your t-shirt today. We have our Tucker Carlson t-shirt as well. Let Tucker speak. Take the duct tape, the Fox duct tape off his mouth. And of course, jointly released with Chris Plant. It's the FBI t-shirt, but this is the fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Have you been watching Chris's show on Newsmax? Every night, 9 p.m., it's called The Right Squad. It's excellent. And they had Mark Lotter on there yesterday or the day before. Let's get Mark back on the show. He's a rather good chap. He read that liner for us. But first, let's listen to a man who has disappointed so much of us, so many patriots, America First patriots. Dan Crenshaw, former SEAL, he of the eye patch, thinks, oh, no, 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 we can't call those Mexican cartels terrorists. Cut 12.
But the one problem that you're talking about there was, if you're actually a border hawk, you know, folks from the Trump administration, this is members of the Freedom Caucus, all of the border hawks, the people who are really, really, like myself, who are really hawkish on securing the border, mm-hmm. We don't actually want to label the cartels as terrorist organizations, because then you create a very obvious asylum claim for millions of people who live in those territories. It would make our immigration crisis worse.
Why? How does what has that got to do with their asylum claims? Nothing. But you can't call the cartels terrorists, despite the 110,000 lives that were taken by fentanyl and drug poisonings last year. But who did he call Jeff? Isn't there somebody that he was fine calling terrorists? Who was that?
the people that were opposing McCarthy speakership.
You mean American politicians?
Yes, he was Republicans.
Members of the Freedom Caucus?
Exactly.
Wow. Do we have evidence of that?
I think we do.
Oh, cut 15.
Whether it's Boehner or Paul Ryan or then McCarthy, Scalise would just be next, and we all know it. We just can't allow that to happen. That's why those of us are saying, like, look, you pushed us into this corner, so now we're saying we won't vote for anyone but McCarthy. That's why we're saying it, because we cannot let the terrorists win. That's basically what's happening.
What a scumbag. So members of the Freedom Caucus who want to negotiate a solid deal with a speaker that plays by the rules that represent the wishes of the American people. Oh, yeah, I can call them terrorists, members of my own party, but the cartels, oh, no, no. Don't call the murderers terrorists. Call your fellow politicians in your own party. You're a hack. You're a fake, Dan Crenshaw. It's Friday. Let's have some fun.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.